Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Track, courtesy of the TH Talks Podcast Network, a product of TH Media. My name is Anthony Frenzel, and I'm here with the man with the plan, Gary Dura.
It's the most fun you can have off the track.
Well, you know, the critics said we'd never make it to episode 50, Gary, and here we are.
Yeah, the critics, the fans, our supervisors, they all said that.
Co-workers, people randomly on the street would tell me, you're never going to make it to episode 50.
Yeah, but we're showing them.
Yeah, we're showing them. And we're going to have perhaps the best episode we've ever had.
You can tell I'm home today. The dog was saying hi.
That's the podcast dog mascot of the week.
Yes. Normally that's me making that sound, but that's an actual dog.
See, episode 50, we're getting all sorts of stuff that we never get.
Yeah, I think Kipper's disagreeing with the fact that we shouldn't be on the air. You guys should do 50 more before the end of the year.
We'll never make it to 100.
No. But the good thing is, you know, when we're recording the high atop TH Towers, it's a good thing there's a lock on the door, because I think they try to get in and yank the power on us.
Stop it at all costs. I mean, that's I can't really disagree with them, but...
No, not many would. There's not many same people would.
So what
do you say we take a look at the closing day Saturday? God, the saddest one of the saddest days of the year.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy that we're even this far into the season.
Yeah, God. Yeah, in some ways it snuck up. You know, you look at the calendar, it's only the 21st, but when the month falls with the five Sundays, it's like, that would be about when they end, but it sure seems early.
It's a literal month full of Sundays.
Yeah. And what more can we ask in the fall?
Yeah, exactly. Although it is beautiful, so that's you know, the weather's nice at least.
Yeah, I've had a good week off thus far.
Good. So, do you want to take us in and get us started here?
Well, I tell you, let's start with some of what I know is not the order that they're going to be run on the card. You know, that they four times 1 o'clock Saturday, but we're going to kind of go start with an appetizer and then work our way up to main course, and then we'll have the dessert, the topper, the one that'll set the meal off, and we'll do that one last. That'll be the Iowa Breeders' Cup race. So,
okay,
that sounds good to you there.
That sounds like episode 50 material to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we just start with the Secretary's Choice?
Yeah.
That'll be one of the earlier races. That's going to be like race 6. So, you know, it'll be the last race of the pick 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, it looks really chalky to me. As all the races go, the stage races go, that one looks like the chalkiest. I don't know. You know, that and the Orvar, that Henderson. Yeah.
Jockeyist.
Yeah, actually, sounds kind of tasty. I'm getting a little hungry for lunch here, but, you know, any chalk not a good thing. So let's just look. We're going to look at the 6 bucks, JT's Live Wire. I think that's a dog that should win the race. Gets out, likes to run. It can run about anywhere on the, you know, start about anywhere, kind of like the middle, though, where it wants to be. And then I'm going to throw in a bit of a long shot for second. I really like BGR Gladiator. Like the inside, I've been running against some really tough races in the stakes, the Iowa Breeders' Cup. It, you know, didn't make the top 16, so it's, you know, kind of got this stakes race. I really think the 2 box is going to suit it well. And then I think you want to put Superior Cannon in there somewhere. Cannon's the morning line favorite, but I just think Livewire and Gladiator are going to be better. You know, better suited where they're at. And then, of course, you know, looking, because we always look ahead in our job, right, Tony?
That's true.
We're going to go PJ Futuristic out of the 8 box. Yeah, morning line 15-1. I think that's got a shot at hitting the board. I'm not sure about winning, but, you know, I would definitely play that pup. And ironically, people are going to be kind of cringing who know me. There's a dog in this race, Jason Baconmaker, which, you know, I know you're a big bacon fan.
I'm the bacon maker fan as well.
Yeah, and the CEO of the club.
Yep.
But that dog has beaten me every race this year. When I bet on him, he doesn't run. When I don't bet on Jason Baconmaker, it runs. It's in this race. So
you might actually be that dog's supervillain, because whenever you bet on him, he loses.
I think so. I really do. So
you're a nice.
I remember at one point during the season, I stood up and exclaimed, I will not bet on another Jason Baconmaker race the rest of the season. But, you know, I had to pick it. So, move on. We're going to turn the page, Tony, and get away from that one. I'm covering it up so I can't see it anymore.
Turn the page.
We're going to go out to race 15. That's the last race of the card. This one we're going to call, if the first one was an appetizer, so to speak, this one would kind of be the salad, I guess. It's on the Dubuque course, the Eau Revoir, and it's a traditional season-ending stakes race. This, too, I think has the potential to be quite chalky. One of your favorite dogs is in it, D.S. Hammer.
Oh, the Hammer Time. Yeah.
The Hammer Time, yeah. And it's out in the 8 box on the Dubuque course. I love where it's situated. I love the position. I love the fact it's going to have room to go. It should have room to go at the beginning, I should say. I'm gonna hammer the hammer on that one with the bet. I think then, boy, after that, it's tough to ignore Killer Huxley and Oya Curly Sue. I mean, they're actually almost co-favorites. Hammer's the third favorite. But, you know, I think if you really look at it, there's a dog, S.T. Guinevere. It's in the four box, not always the best. I think that's got a chance to get the trifecta and potentially get second. I think if there's, you know, maybe some problems a little bit early or maybe a little duel gets going on, Guinevere could probably, kind of move up the hit parade, so to speak. So, and I just forgot to mention, too, Tony, there's another, I think this is one of your favorite dogs, BGR Dirty Shirley. I think that, as they remember that, you kind of like that name.
Drinks,
Well, too bad you couldn't get Dirty Shirley and Bacon Maker in the same race for you.
Well,
along with C.S. Hammer.
That sounds like a food festival right there.
Yeah, and then of course there's Dr. Tony. You know, you have all four of them together.
Yeah, not a real doctor.
No, but you play one if you slept at a Holiday Inn Express, right?
I've talked to one before.
I've talked to probably way too many, actually. So, you're going to have to get Dirty Shirley in there, too. Killer Huxley, Oya Curly Sue. But, you know, get Guinevere in that bet. That's the dog that's going to get you a good price. You know, even if Hammer wins, I think it'll help the Quinella and definitely help the Try and the Super. Well, now we're getting closer. I guess now the entree, so to speak.
Yeah.
The Iowa Bred Constellation. This is for the dogs that finished in points in the Breeders' Cup Stakes from 9 to 16. So they give them a consolation race because it's four rounds and all that. So, you know, give them another chance there. Pretty nice race. I kind of like to avoid, if you will, S.H. Tom Foolery out of the six. That dog kind of prefers the inside. I just... With Joe's Rifleman next to it and a very heavy dog, Ryo, I'm not sure how they pronounce this, R-Y-O, in the four box, I'm just not sure Foolery's going to get to where it wants to go. And, boy, so I'm going to look way outside again. I'm going to look at Killer Onyx out of the eight box. Near money line favorite, probably the third favorite, looks like. I just think it's going to be... in the old clean air. It's not going to have problems. It should be able to clear the first corner fine. If it clears the first corner in good shape, I think it'll hold on to win or potentially, you know, not I hate to say dominate, but it could post like a 3 or 4 or 5 length victory.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to throw in JD Implosion, the Future Stars champ. That pup is in the 7 box. If that dog is within a few lengths of the lead and, you know, doesn't get hit, I'd start worrying. I think Implosion is going to come on. You know, it's not, I wouldn't say it's running the best it's run, been running the season right now, but, you know, you're looking at one race that's had some rest. You know, probably need some room. If it gets the room, which I think it'll have because Foolery is going to give Implosion some room. You know, if it's clean air, clean path, watch out for the close on the Implosion. And I think when you're looking to add some value to your bet, you got to throw in BGR Yeah Yeah out of the 1 and Joe's Rifleman out of the 5. just missed so slightly by a head, less than a head of making the big race. And the dog's running pretty well right now. It's at the five. I get the feeling, based on what I saw, not necessarily one of the, you know, they wouldn't have chosen that box, I guess, to run out of, but, you know, throw them in the bet. You know, if Implosion has some problems, or even Onyx has some problems, and Implosion wins, if you have Yeah Yeah and Rifleman, I think you're going to cash something, and hopefully it'll be kind of nice for you.
Yeah, cool.
But, and you know what that means? You know what we're up to now, Tony? We're up to the big one.
The big one.
$148,000 race.
The episode 50 of races.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. And actually, you can look at that. This is... I went back and looked, and I think this is probably the best Iowa Breeders' Cup final that I've seen in a long time with the talent. You got some early speed, and the four great entrants from a Stidham Racing. You got Konomi, Premium Grade, Kobayashi, and Flexfield. You got the defending champ, RF River. You got probably an underrated RF Callisto and L. Swizzle, and then Hilco Blaze, which I think the only downfall that dog has is it's got the five box. If it was anywhere but the five, I think you could go, let's use that a little bit more. And maybe you might want to throw an all in there. But I tell you, there's going to be some early speed. River Cannoli and Premium Grade are going to be out. I mean, they're all right next to you, in two, three, four boxes. And then you got Flex Fuel out in the eight. And I've liked Flex Fuel since I've seen that pup in school early this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that eight box is going to be, that's going to be the key. I think that's going to be the difference. And here comes the one, because I looked at this race, and you read in my blog tomorrow, I looked at it, and I have about 12 different scenarios. I keep changing and changing. And since we're recording here on, Thursday morning?
Mm-hmm.
I actually had to make a decision. So, yeah, thank
Mark
you.
Mark it off on the calendar.
Yeah. I make one a year, and it just happened to be today. He's in the sixth box, Kobayashi. He's not going to be leading the pack out of the box, but that dog is a monster rusher. It's a big pup, 83 pounds. Yeah, once he gets going, once that weight gets going forward, boy, he's going to be tough. If I see him picking off dogs as he's going around, and if there's a big speed duel where the dogs out front are just going to go, I don't want you to get in front of me, I don't want you to get in front of me, blah, 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 Kobayashi can maybe pick them all off. But right now, because I had to make a decision, and because it's October 19th, and that's my decision day, I'm going to go Konomi, and then Flex Fuel, and then Kobayashi, and RF River. I'm going to put RF Callisto in there as a potential for the try of the suit for the tail end. I don't think he'll get up to second. The Callisto is one of those dogs where if he gets room on the rail, which I think it could, it'll hang around in there and, you know, put a little spurt on and, you know, kind of move up there at the end, especially with the early speed. That's number that's probably not going to be the first one out of the box, but I think it's going to be a play at the end. And then, boy, L. Swizzle, seven box. Again, I don't think you should ignore that dog. I think you have to use it, and it could be one of those where you key it in third, fourth, and trying the super or something. Maybe take a toss a second. I don't know. But that's what I'm going with. Konomi and Flex Fuel. Flex Fuel, Konomi. RF River, Konomi, Flex Fuel. Kobayashi, I mean, really, no, it's one of those races where I think no matter who you choose, you're going to be, even if you lose, you're going to be pleased because of the quality of the winner. You know, you're going to hate to not cash a ticket, but I think when you sit back and think about the race and think about the dog that won, if it's not yours, you're going to be impressed, and you're going to be go, wow, I got beat by the best.
Very cool.
And there we have it. There's the four stakes on closing day.
So is it looking to be as nice on Saturday as it's been the rest of this week?
Potential for rain.
Oh.
More as the day goes on. I don't know how much. I haven't really I'm hoping not a drenching gully washer like we had last Friday night and Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe just enough to keep the track kind of that tacky wet, so it helps helps the dogs. You know, they you know helps them grip a little bit.
Sure.
So we shall see. I hope it stays clear though. I like to see them run on a nice clear day, enjoy closing day, and then we'll move on from there.
Well, Gary, you know, it's been an epic episode 50, but I have a feeling we should probably let you get back to sunbathing. Were you sunbathing to win a culture?
Well, I don't think the neighbors would appreciate it. So why don't we just say I'm going to hang up some wash and Kipper and I are going to maybe look at some races this afternoon.
Gotcha. Over at, I'm high atop TH Towers, but you're at Casa del Gary, so.
No. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and we got the drinks will be coming in with the little umbrellas this afternoon. And, you know, I'm assuming there's a luau tonight, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
We'll keep, it's either that or cold sandwiches. One of the two.
Well, here at TH Towers, we're going to be celebrating an Oktoberfest luncheon very shortly here.
Oh.
I've got to head down and start bathing the sauerkraut.
Okay, well, boy, that sounds like a Saturday night.
So, if people have questions or thoughts or poems they want to share with you, how should they do that?
Well, let's do the standard Twitter at @blindersOn or via email at ewhdog@gmail.com.
And where's the blog located?
The blog is located at telegraphherald.com, features tab, and then the little blogs tab across the middle of the page on the features section.
And then if you have any interest in the other podcasts we put out here at the Telegraph Herald, swing by www.telegraphherald.com/podcast or search Telegraph Herald on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. So, Gary, thanks for taking time out of your vacation, and we'll be back probably next week with some wrap-up.
Yeah, we got to do a 51st edition. I mean, what's the 50th without the 51st?
Yeah, exactly. Show those critics that we're still vital when episode's in.
Yeah, and then show Kipper, too. He just,
everybody
every time you say 50, he seems to bark. You know what I'm saying? See, did it again. Kipper does not like the number 50.
Not our biggest fan.
No. Mm. Kind of discouraging. I take them for walks and do all kinds of stuff, and he doesn't like 50.
Oh, well. There we go. Okay. Well, thanks for being off the track with us. We'll be back next week.
All right. Thank you, everyone.